Head coach Tom Ceratori joining us. Congratulations, Tom.
Thanks, Schultzy.
I was just saying I thought you guys really weathered the storm quite nicely there in the first 5 minutes of the game. Boy, they were taking it to you, weren't
they? No, you know what they were. And that penalty, you know, that power play we got, it kind of took the, you know, it took their foot off the gas pedal a little bit, and they, you know, they had time to decompress, and that was a big penalty. You know, we just needed to kind of have to kill that momentum, Schultz. You're spot on, and it killed that momentum a little bit. And they still, in the last 10 minutes, I thought we played pretty good in the first. They had more hop, they had more jump, but in the first period, you know, we played a road period, and you know, we came out of there tied 1-1, and I thought we really played well the second and third period, Schultzy. I thought we just defended well. I thought we managed the puck well, and I was really proud of the guys. I thought we played a really good road game, and those guys, I thought they played like champions.
First two goals were absolute goal scorers' goals. Great pass by Brendan Harms, and Leo bangs one home, and Kyle Bauman just pure effort, but a fantastic pass by Charlie O'Connor.
Oh, it was awesome, and you're exactly right. It was all effort. And tell you, that first goal, Harmsy should get three assists for that because that was all effort. I mean, that was tenacity at its finest. He kind of fended off two guys right there. And, you know, Harmsy's not the biggest guy, but he had will. He showed so much will on that assist. That was a big-time play. And, his grit alone right there, Schultzy.
Michigan Tech is known as a very good defensive team, but when they pulled Redmond, they fire the puck around the zone very, very – they've got – a lot of guys that can make plays, don't they?
Well, their defensive core is, again, it is. It's one of the top five D cores in the country. And when you can zip, you know what, and it all starts from your back line. It all starts from your back line when you can push the puck around. And you know what, they make quick, assertive plays, and they're strong. I mean, if you take a look at their defensemen, I mean, Roy's going to, you know, he's got a good chance he'll play in the National Hockey League. You know, Hanna's just been a good offensive defenseman for him. He can shoot the puck. Aka's really poised. You know, Ranky, I mean, they've got, you know, and you're right, they got some good forwards. They're a good hockey team, and they're one of the hottest teams in the country right now. And it was just, you know, it was a testament to our guys coming into this building, which has been a very difficult building for not only us, but a lot of teams, and winning a Friday night game.
What does it say that that last faceoff in the defensive zone there, they pull the goalie and you get a shorthand or an empty net goal out of the deal, but your two defensemen on the ice there were Tommy Muck and Dan Billet.
Well, exactly, because they're great defenders. You know what? Danny's a warrior out there. Tommy is so quick on pucks. He defends quickly. He's got great feet. He's got, you know what, he's got those intangibles too. He's got grit, and he's, you know, he's got will. And no, those guys, they've earned the right to be out there in the last 30 seconds in a one-goal game when we're up.
Michael Bitzer certainly rebounded from giving up a few last week.
Yeah, no, he played well. He played well, and you saw the puck, boy. I mean, there was I don't know if it was going wide or not. Schultz, you had a better look on that deflection with about, you know what, 5-6 minutes to go. They won a clean tap, and they deflect. He caught it. I don't know if you remember that one. And I don't know if that was going in the net or if it was going wide. I don't know, but I just thought, again, I go, he's right there. I said to myself on the bench, he's dialed in, you know.
Well, he had three of them big time in the first 5 minutes in that flurry that they gave you in the first period.
Well, we got to do a better job of just defending the slot better. We got to collapse. We got to defend the slot better. We're just a little slow reacting, getting back. And, you know, we were day late and a dollar short, but we didn't get burnt by it, luckily, you know.
Hey, a win's a win.
Absolutely.
Especially on the road.
No doubt.
See you tomorrow night,
Tom. All right,
Tom.
Pal.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, with us here on our Paul Bunny Communications postgame show. Beavers 3-1 winners tonight.